5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's move abroad now. In just a few hours, Americans will head to the polls to vote for a new president. Early polls suggest a tight race pointing towards a Hillary Clinton victory. Well, for an update and to preview the polls, we go live now to our U.S. correspondent, Simon Marks, who is in Washington, D.C., in the middle of the night there. Well, good evening to your time there, Simon, and it's good morning to us here this morning. Well, the day has come. It is here. It is a big day indeed for the United States. A lot has been said. A lot has been done ahead of today, especially by Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. What time are the polls expected to kick off, and have the candidates done all that they could have done ahead of today?
You know what, Dan? They've got a little bit more work ahead of them. Hillary Clinton has one more rally that she's going to be conducting in North Carolina at midnight here in the United States. It's just after 11 o'clock in the evening now. But after that, as far as we can tell, they will be done. There is no rule here, as there is in South Africa, that prevents them from campaigning on Election Day itself. Indeed, Mitt Romney back in 2012 held some Election Day rallies in his bid to unseat Barack Obama as American president, but we think that they are pretty much wrapped up. And Hillary Clinton wrapped up in great style within the last couple of hours, hosting a huge rally in Philadelphia, right in front of Independence Hall in the center of the city. 40,000 people were on hand, and they were there not just to see Hillary Clinton, but also President Barack Obama, First Lady Michelle Obama, former President Bill Clinton, Bruce Springsteen, John Bon Jovi. It was far and away Hillary Clinton's biggest rally of this election campaign. And it was in stark contrast to one of Donald Trump's final rallies, which was taking place in New Hampshire at the same time. He was only there supported by his running mate Mike Pence. And that gives you a really clear indication of the fact that the Republicans are still split asunder over Donald Trump's candidacy. He can't bring any star power from the Republican Party's elites to his rallies, because former presidential candidates like Mitt Romney, former Republican presidents like the two presidents both named Bush, neither of them want anything to do with Donald Trump's campaign for the U.S. presidency. And that gives you a real sense of the kind of mountain that he has to climb when Election Day gets underway here in a few hours' time. Polls will open here on the East Coast in about 8 hours from now. Then, of course, the opening of the polls moves west with the sun, and polls will close in around 22 hours' time. And I think in about 24 hours' time, we may well be hearing from the television networks here that they have some idea who has won this hotly contested campaign.
Well, for people on the ground, Simon, for many of us have been hearing that this election, really, it's a very difficult one then for them to choose. It's a case of maybe choosing between the better of the two, so to speak, evils. Is that really the case of the least liked rather than who's the most popular?
I think it really is, Dan. We have heard that time and again from voters all over the country, not just in the last week, but over the course of the last several months. The New York Times published an opinion poll last week in which more than 8 voters in 10, more than 80% of voters, told the newspaper that they were repulsed rather than excited by this election campaign. And that tells you something about what is going to happen in this country next, because whoever Cooper is sitting in the Oval Office in that building, the White House, down there behind me, starting next January. Whether it's Donald Trump with a come-from-behind upset victory or whether it's Hillary Clinton, who tonight does indeed seem poised to become America's next president, they are going to have a gargantuan task on their hands, trying to heal the very bitter divides that already existed in American politics, but have really been accentuated during the course of this campaign. You know, at Donald Trump's closing rally there in New Hampshire, one person in the crowd could be heard publicly calling for the assassination of Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump himself has argued that Hillary Clinton should be jailed. We haven't seen that kind of discourse in modern American politics. And trying to determine how the United States is going to put that genie back into the bottle and return to anything approximating politics as usual is, from this vantage point tonight, very difficult to understand.
Thank you very much, Simon. Of course, we'll be watching that election very closely here on ENCA in the next day or two.